For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And the spot to watch college football and pro football games. Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Got a bunch of TVs in that joint and the big screen projectors. And they do beer specials and cocktail specials and food specials. And you want to, you know, watch a college football or a pro game in style with a bunch of fun people and some great Funky Buddha brew on tap. That's where you go, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park.
Yes, sir.
I believe Dan Day will be there tonight doing trivia, right? He's there on Monday nights.
Yes. No, it's the football season now. If you want to watch a game, any game, honestly, football, hockey, soccer, whatever the hell. Funky Buddha's a fun place, man. I really enjoy it over there.
They do a great happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30, $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. Cosmic Journey Hazy IPA is available on shelves across the state.
The video games, got the ping pong tables, got the cornhole, all that stuff, man. Yeah, it's a party, baby.
And my favorite, Blueberry Cobbler Wheat Ale, available on shelves across the state as well and available at the Funky Buddha Tap Room. Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Saw David Fioronis in the Sun Sentinel. I don't subscribe to The Athletic, so I can't read it. But David Fioronis tweets out, The Athletic ranked the Dolphins Tua Tagovailoa as the number 15 quarterback in the NFL.
Hawk, we're on the same wavelength, because that's what I was going to open up with on headlines. And I do subscribe to The Athletic. I have the tiers right in front of me.
All right. Tell them to us.
All right, these headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know truck. So
tell us your password, your username and password.
Okay. my username is FIUPawsUp69@gmail.com. And my password is
Billy Gill sucks. 1-1.
Billy Gill.
I'll start with tier one. They describe tier one.
Is it five quarterbacks per tier, I'm guessing?
No.
Okay. So just
tier one, they write.
He's in the third tier, you said?
Yes. He's in the third tier.
I don't like this already. This is why I don't subscribe.
Not a fan.
A tier one quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. Number one.
That's what they say about Tua. And how didn't he make tier one then?
No, that's just tier one, and Tua's not in tier one.
Thought that was about Tua.
Number one, you can imagine, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. Gotcha.
Number two, argument. Joe Burrow.
Interesting.
And number three, you guys want to guess?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Josh Allen.
Josh is good, but
he's better than good.
Yeah, Josh is very, very, extremely good, but
throwing a lot of picks, though. Throws a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Tier two, they describe it as a quarterback who can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situation in doses and or possessions. Other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three. He has a hole or two in his game.
All right.
Lamar Jackson.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Tied for fifth is Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert's better than Tua?
Justin Herbert. A whole tier better.
That's the only one.
I hear Jordan Love's name in here, I'm quitting the show.
Come on.
Aaron Rodgers.
I'll give it to him. I mean, you know, but he's Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Number eight, C.J. Stroud.
So,
a little early, but okay.
Very early. This Herbert done got me hot already, putting Herbert above two already. Herbert's above C.J. Stroud?
Nine is Dak Prescott.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He should be in tier one.
He should be in tier five.
10 is Jared Goff. 11 is Jalen Hurts. 12 is Brock Purdy. 13 is Kirk Cousins. And 14 to wrap up tier two. Hawk, looks like you're going to be on a new show because it is Jordan Love.
Herbert. Huh. Kirk Cousins.
Seems like Hawk
and Jordan Love are better quarterbacks than Tua.
Seems like Hawk has literally quit the show. He is gone. Hawk has disconnected from our show. Finally. Let's go, Crowder. Let's go.
That doesn't make any sense.
There we go. Crowder and Solana. Rebrand the show, baby. Crowder and Solana. Oh, man. What's up, Hawk? I was just singing your praises. We missed you.
Oh, you said I had to leave the show. I left the show with great joy.
And here we go. Tier three, they describe it as a quarterback that is a legitimate starter but needs a heavier running game and or defensive component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best. And number 15, first quarterback in tier three, is Uno. You know him as Tua Tagovailoa.
The guy who led the league in passing yards.
I don't buy that at all. Also, if you're doing it, forget about the tiers just by the rankings. You're telling me you'd rather have Kirk Cousins than Tua?
That's crazy. Justin Herbert to be in the top tier is crazy to me. Now you're talking about Kirk Cousins?
Well, no, they're in tier two. The only three in the top tier.
But I'm saying ahead of Tua.
Yeah, ahead of Tua. Yeah. Jared Goff. I know Detroit has a good team. Jared Goff doesn't need a running game.
Isn't Brock Purdy the perfect example of everybody says system quarterback. Like exactly. What was tier two? He leads you sometimes to wins? Well, so does Tua. I mean, if Brock Purdy's in there, then so is Tua.
Yeah. What is this, The Athletic?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, several people in The Athletic voted on these tiers. And what they write about Tua is that his stock has improved every year since the 2021 tiers debut, putting him on the verge of tier two. And they also write that 24 of their voters did place him in tier two, which is up from 7 last year.
All right.
They also add
Cousins.
Purdy. Purdy passing Tua was notable in that both play in highly acclaimed schemes on teams with elite offensive weaponry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They play in the same scheme. And Tua leads the NFL in passing yards and efficiency and stuff. Purdy doesn't. I don't like this. I don't like this little list.
Man, this all changes if Tua wins a playoff game. It's really as simple as that. I know you guys are upset about this, and I get it. I get why Dolphins fans are. Had Tua won a playoff
game. Also, he starts 0-2 this season. We're calling for Taylor Heinicke.
Nobody. You're the only person in the world calling for Taylor Heinicke.
I'm not so certain.
I mean, this this shouldn't be that upsetting. Like, look at their record against the best teams in the NFL, against playoff teams last year. It was well below 500. I believe it was 1-6 when you include the playoff game. When you look at Tua as a starter against playoff teams, it's well below 500. Had the Dolphins last year not lost the game to Tennessee, not lost the game to Buffalo, hosted a first-round playoff game, they probably would have won that game, and I guarantee no matter what happened after that, Tua would be a Tier 2 quarterback on all these lists. Every list that we've talked about where Tua is 10 to 16 in these quarterback rankings, it all has to do with the fact that he hasn't won a big game yet, a meaningful game in December and January. If he does this year, if they win a playoff game this year, there's no question everybody would have him as a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah. But even with that, with Herbert, what's all these big games Herbert's winning? All these playoff team Herbert's winning. For him to be up that high? I'm with you, though. I know the postseason success, late season and postseason success, it really hurts Tua. But Kirk Cousins? If we had Kirk Cousins, we'd be something. Like, I've never heard that phrase said ever.
Justin Herbert with that hair.
Beautiful hair.
You call him Justin Herbert.
Oh, goodness. Goodness.
How much to fix a dull wife?
You get them off today, huh?
We talked about it with Zach Gelb, though. Like, when we asked Gelb, Herbert or Tua, he only gave Herbert the nod, and he told us. The only reason why he does it is based on body type, look. Like, he looks the part, and Tua people still see as somebody who might be fragile. I'm not saying he is. Don't come after me, right, Dolphins fans.
Thanks, Brian Flores.
Now, we've seen Tua get hurt a number of times.
We've seen Justin Herbert get hurt.
Yeah. But he does – he's. The look the part thing is weird. That 6'6", once you get 6'5", 6'6", it's like, oh, he's a quarterback. That's what we're used to seeing, 6'5", 6'6", quarterbacks.
I mean, look at every quarterback in that Tier 1 or Tier 2 list. They're all 6'2", 6'3", 225, 230 pounds. And then I'm just going to read to you below Tua. In Tier 3, you have Tua at 15. 16 is Trevor Lawrence, who does look the part, but he's another guy. Come playoff time, he's throwing it to the other team. He doesn't even find his receivers. Right. But 17 is Kyler Murray. 19 is Baker Mayfield. Like, those are the guys that have kind of had the similar success as Tua in terms of winning in this league. They haven't.
Well, I don't know.
That's what it's postseason success is what it – and actually, Trevor has he has a playoff win.
Yeah, no, it's understandable. It's understandable. I get it. Just watch. Oh, big bad athletic.
You put two on the 49ers, he has two Super Bowl rings.
Maybe more. Tell you what. Put him in the corner where Chris Bosh stood. Guy's got double digits every
don't
game.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
There's a dip in the Heat's floor where Bosh used to stand over in the corner for the whole game.
Hey, listen, if you want to sit there and rip Tua for 10 minutes, Solana, I'll just rip Chris Bosh.
I'm not ripping Tua. Like, I'm not ripping Tua.
Oh, sure you're not. You're just pointing things out. Okay. Got it. Noted.
Chris Bosh won playoff games before he came to Miami.
No, he was on the court when playoff games were won.
Before he came to Miami. One playoff games as the leader.
Oh, stop it. You're talking NBA playoff games versus NFL playoff games? Stop.
Patty Mills won a playoff game last year. All right. You guys want to move on from that list or... You're okay? You guys okay over there?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of absurd. 15th best quarterback in the league. Okay.
That's low. And there's guys you can't argue. Like, even I wrote Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow, Josh Allen. Like, there are some guys that are great quarterbacks. But, yeah, it is Herbert. And
I didn't hear Jordan Love's name, though.
Yeah, 14. That's why you left the show.
He was ahead of Tua. Mm,
that's right. Mm-hmm. In tier two. He's in tier two.
Tier two.
CJ Stroud, even just playing, because they played, what, they won a playoff game. So what, he had 18 start, 19 games. Like, you see it in CJ Stroud. I don't see Justin Herbert play and say, oh, he got Tua. No, can't say it.
Seven of the quarterbacks ahead of Tua Tagovailoa in tier one and tier two are in the AFC. He'll get his chance this year, gentlemen. He will get his chance. All
right. Ooh.
All right, the Dolphins did make some roster moves. Just to kind of recap, just in case you didn't see it, but they did cut Mike White. So
Athletic has Mike White number 11.
Oh, that brings me in an old guy.
Taylor Heinicke.
If you say Taylor Heinicke,
okay,
that's the answer.
Go on record.
Heinicke's the answer.
Well, who do you think is getting released?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, Joe Flacco's going to start.
No, he's not. He's an Indy.
He's on Indy.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson's going to start.
Yeah, well, I saw what happened to Anthony Richardson last year. Joe Flacco will be starting by game three.
We're going to go get an old guy, I'm telling you.
So Skyler is your only quarterback other than the 15th best ranked quarterback in the NFL, according to The Athletic. Jody Fortson also released.
Wow. Did it again, huh?
Jody.
Also
can't
released.
Get Jordy out here.
Tomorrow, 4 p.m., is the roster cutting deadline in the NFL. So they'll go from around 90 players, give or take, to 53 players tomorrow by 4 p.m.
All right. This time tomorrow, we will be talking about Taylor Heinicke on the Dolphins.
Lie. Call Chris Greer personally.
Taylor Heinicke's good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Taylor Heinicke's good.
Yeah.
Where?
Didn't he play for Washington? He was good.
When Sam Howell took his job?
He's good.
Then they had to draft Jaden Daniels, huh? Because Heinicke was doing so great.
Well, I don't even think he was on the team last year. Was he on Washington last year?
Atlanta last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Desmond Ridder started over him.
I can't help it if the coach makes a bad decision.
Tell you what, man. 16 starts in 2021.
His numbers are good. I'm not making this up.
He threw for 3,400 yards, 20 touchdowns. 102 passer rating. His QBR was a 40.7. Hey.
102 passer rating, 34 tutties. Who are we talking about here? Aaron Rodgers? No. Taylor Heinicke. Someone get on the phone. Crowder's holding out for the guy being released tomorrow who's got 109 passer rating. Sorry. No one's coming available.
Give me Flacco.
In his rookie season, he had 100% completion percentage, Crowder. 100%.
Two for two.
One for one. But still, 100% completion
100%
percentage.
100%. Hey, I made that argument with my parents all the time. Got my name right. 100%.
Taylor Heinicke. That's what we're fighting for.
The big story over the weekend, Georgia Tech beating FSU 24-21. So after FSU went undefeated last year in regular season play, won the conference championship game, lost their quarterback, missed the college football playoff, they were very upset. Now they're suing everybody, it seems. And they got blowed out in the Orange Bowl by Georgia. They start their season 0-1 with a loss to Georgia Tech in Ireland.
Enjoy that, Danny Cannell.
Everybody thought Norvell had him something. I don't know, man.
He's got him something. He's got himself a long flight back from Dublin.
They didn't look as dominant as everybody was saying they were. You know who said that? What's the old dude's name? Has that show? Feinbaum.
He said before the game that they weren't going to be as good?
He said this summer, he was like, Florida State's overrated. He was like, it's just, I don't know why they're so high in the ratings. And I laughed at it. I enjoyed people talking bad about Florida State. But then watching that game, I was like, damn, they don't look that great.
They did lose. I mean, you know, after they lose, all the FSU fans are on social media cranking up the old excuse machine. And apparently they lost like 15 starters from last year. I don't know. All I remember is them telling us that they were going to run the table again this year and being favorites to win the ACC.
Run anything but their mouths.
UM has to be the favorite now, right?
Clemson.
For the ACC?
Oh, Clemson. Yeah. That'd be UM Clemson.
Listen, it could still be FSU. There's a long season, and I don't know if you've seen these ACC teams before, but
three.
FSU honestly could be in the driver's seat right about now.
It's North Carolina and Wake Forest. Boy, y'all got a rough one.
All right, Vanderbilt.
That's it.
FSU was the favorite. They've dropped now to third, plus 600. Clemson, this is on the Hard Rock Bet app, by the way. Clemson, plus 260 to win the Atlantic Coast Conference. Miami, second at plus 375.
All right.
We add Texas and Oklahoma. Y'all's best team's trying to get out of y'all's conference.
Yeah, it's too tough for them.
Vanderbilt would win the ACC.
Please.
Vandy does have some playmakers, though. I'm not going to lie. I know that because NCAA, they cooked me a couple weeks ago. I mean, they've got playmakers. Hey, Hawk, you sent me something from Darren Revelle about New Balance, and it was an article, and he tweets out, New Balance is no longer for your dad. And it's funny because I had that headline written today. Duke freshman, have you guys seen this guy, Cooper Flagg?
We've talked about him.
Yeah. He's the number one prospect
for this kid
in the NBA
draft. The only guy that can save the Heat.
You want to tank for Cooper Flagg. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right. That's right.
Cooper Flagg can play ball.
They did it for LeBron.
Did you just put Cooper Flagg in the same conversation as
That's
LeBron
right.
James?
If they drafted Cooper Flagg, if they were lucky enough to get him, he's immediately better than Chris Bosh ever was for the Heat.
Oh, no, because Chris Bosh took a back seat. He was so unselfish.
A lot of disconnected. Oh. I happen to like Chris Bosh. I just like annoying Solana.
You ain't like Chris Bosh that much because he never made a play.
Let's wrap this up because we got to take a break.
Well, anyways, he signed a significant shoe deal. Cooper Flagg did with New Balance. New Balance.
Yeah, he did.
He beat up for wearing New Balance back in the day.
That Revelle tweet had mentioned Shohei Ohtani as New Balance. Is Kawhi still?
I believe he does.
I imagine it was a long deal. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think Coco Gauff also is a New Balance athlete.
They say New Balance, or Revelle said in the tweet, New Balance outsells Under Armour.
They got this new thing now. These old man shoes, these retirement shoes are coming back in style.
Been telling you.
Finally.
Because Nike has this thing called Meros, I think, and then New Balance and Asics all have these old people shoes they sell. That's weird.
Oh, I love my Asics.
I have like 6 pairs of Asics, like 5 pairs of New Balances, and yeah, those Nike Vomeros are basically Asics and New Balance replicas.
What is it? They're Nike bone marrows?
Solana's going to put him out of business if he thinks they're cool.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Hot, decent afternoon in South Florida.
It's after day.
Decent after day. You in aftercare today, Solana? You got aftercare? What time are your parents getting you?
Keep making jokes. You'll be in all care day in a couple of years, buddy.
Okay, after day. Did you bring a snack for aftercare?
You're in after day.
Hawk will be listening to us. He'll be in Leon Medical Center eating tapioca.
All right. You don't have to be cranky because the other parents are picking up their kids on time today. You know, if they take it out on me.
That's not your mom's car, Alejandro.
You know you're supposed to stay here, Alejandro. Bring in your little bag of Fig Newtons. We're going to.
Where's she at?
She's at the knife sharpener guy again. I don't understand what's going on here.
In y'all favor.
That's your weather.
All right. Well, listen to some Tua Tagovailoa sound as we continue on here in aftercare.
Gore has a hole right side. He's at the 15, 10. Frank Gore, touchdown! Miami wins! Frank Gore scores a touchdown, and Miami has beaten Florida State.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha happy hour. To talk to the media today, Crowder, here he... This is going to put a bow on the Brian Flores stuff. That stuff bubbled up again last week because Tua made comments and Flo commented back on it. And this is Tua putting an end to that for the rest of the season. Here's the question and answer.
I don't think anyone here thought we'd be relitigating 2021 and 2022 this summer.
Yeah.
Have you heard from Brian Flores in the last week?
I haven't heard from him.
Did you see his comments publicly?
I haven't seen his comments publicly.
Is there anything more that you'd like to add in the conversation to that?
There's nothing more I'd like to add to that.
Well, that might be the answer.
That's over with. That's done. Tua got his message out there, which I loved, by the way. I loved the fact that he was empowered enough to say what he wanted to say about Brian Flores, and now he's done with it. And if y'all want to keep bringing it up, bring it up. He's done.
And it's not going to help anything from Tua's side. Yeah, like it's not. What is 3 years ago going to help Tua right now try to win a playoff game and all that stuff? Like, move forward. To your point, I think it's crazy that a grown man can lose confidence in himself and all. We've talked about that. But let's go forward. You're one of the top most productive quarterbacks in the world. Let's say that.
Keep
at least the 15th best, according to
that's
the Athletic.
So, man, listen, that Athletic can go to hell.
Tua was asked about his confidence in the offensive line.
So what's your confidence level on the offensive line in front of you, specifically the interior of the line blocking for you?
Well, brother, I get the ball out fast, so I'm confident with anybody we got up there. I'll tell you that. I'm confident with anybody we get out there. So,
I love his swag, man. Brother, I get the ball out fast. I'm confident.
I like the swag. I don't like the answer.
It's not the greatest answer when he's talking about the guys who are there to protect him for 17 games because he's not really giving them much of a vote of confidence. So
I'm going to throw it real, real fast because I don't know how long they're going to hold up. Yeah,
Hawk, what do you think about the producers on the show? Doesn't matter. I'm going to put on a good show regardless. That's not a ringing endorsement of the producers, but, you know.
They're going to hold it down up front. They my guys. We're getting better and better every day. You know, something. Not
I could never do it without Solana and Jimmy. We could never do it. It doesn't work.
Throw the ball real fast. Why? Because they're not going to protect me.
We got to take a quick break because we have a we went long today and everything. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back with one more segment here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
And it's going to come down to Devin Hester. Near side, 5 yard line. Hester to the 10, to the 15, has all 20. 25, 30. Here we go. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. One man to beat. He's at the 30. Get back at the 20. He's at the 10. The 5. Devin Hester goes all the way. Touchdown for Devin Hester. 97 yards. What a way to start the day.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Well, college football, Funky Buddha this weekend, this Saturday, holiday weekend this coming weekend. You enjoyed at Funky Buddha or trivia tonight at Funky Buddha with Dan Day. Dan Day hosting trivia, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. This is going to be a fun week of shows. Now, I don't know how Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday will feel. But this is going to be a fun week of shows. Tuan Russell is going to join us this week. Will Manso from Gainesville. John Michaels will join us. I mean, we're going to trot out all the Miami Hurricanes. Danny Cannell is going to join us this week. Florida State Seminole, those big losers.
Danny probably tackles better than Florida State's linebackers.
And Ian O'Connor is going to join us tomorrow. He wrote that book about Aaron Rodgers. He was doing a big media tour a couple weeks ago, but he's going to join us tomorrow on the show. Tuan Russell will join us tomorrow on the show. But we'll play like we did in the 4 o'clock hour today. We'll play some more hype stuff from Victor Bermudez that he's got planned for the broadcast Saturday. It's been a minute. So remember, you hear all the Canes games here on 560 QAM. Pregame will start at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Kickoff at 3:30. And, we'll have Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki on this week as well. So we're going to have a good week of shows. And again, I don't know how it all is going to end up on Saturday, but we're going to have a good week of shows leading up to it.
I kind of hate it because we do know so many Canes down here in Miami. I actually don't dislike the Hurricanes, but y'all know I got to ride with my Gators this week. So I'm going to sound like a hater, but I'm not a hater. I hope the Canes have a great season. I just want them to lose the first game.
Totally understandable.
Okay.
Then the Hurricanes happen to like you.
I do like I
not
enjoy,
this,
I,
but not this week.
I know it's fun. Even earlier in the show, I was really getting hard on the Canes, and I felt bad about it. So, might be the last time I say it this week, but I'm going to say it.
By the way, we told you, tomorrow 4 o'clock is the cut down day for the NFL. There was a trade a few minutes ago. The Titans are sending Malik Willis to the Packers in exchange for a 2025 seventh round pick. So Malik Willis will back up Jordan Love.
It's so funny because we just had Legarius Sneed. Because we went to Tennessee. We watched Tennessee-Seattle practice. And we had Tennessee on the – a guy from Tennessee, Legarius Sneed, on the pivot. And I was watching the quarterbacks. And Malik Willis seems so disengaged, like no sense of urgency. And like we were on the sideline talking about, I'm like, man, he just seems like he doesn't care. And then that came out today. I was like, hell, he probably knew they were trying to trade him. I wouldn't care either.
And he goes to Green Bay. But that's why I say, like, tomorrow you might see some name. Like, I would imagine the Dolphins tried to see if there was any market, even for a seventh-round pick for Mike White before they released him. But if Malik Willis is getting a seventh-round pick, Mike White wasn't going to garner.
They would give you a box of lemonade.
Garner anything in that same neighborhood. And it's not even a great neighborhood.
We'll give you one out of the two pack of Reese's Cups.
Huh? What? We're in the heart of hurricane season. It started at the beginning of August. It's been quiet and knock on wood. But I tell you all the time, hurricane season doesn't have to be stressful every year. You start by contacting my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Take a step to protect your home and your possessions and your family with PGT Custom Windows and Doors, which is a game changer during hurricane season. It's a really good feeling. You own a home and you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything you own. So get the ball rolling now. You call BNT so PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be installed and functional in your home for future hurricane seasons. Call BNT right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com. It is football season, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you're feeling the energy, because I am. And Larry Bluestein, he is coming up next here on 560 WQAM. Everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Good after day.
And go Canes.
Gators.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.